Yo, 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 welcome back to Green Variety. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Terrence. I'm joined by the one and only William, who is one of the amazingest writers and songwriters of everything you know. So, William, welcome to my podcast, my friend.
All right, it's good to be here.
So what are you going to talk about today, man? Do you got some stuff?
I got some shit on my mind, always. Let's see.
So let me just ask you one quick question. So what was your first song that you ever wrote?
First song I ever wrote? What was it called? I think it was called something with diamonds. What was it? I was pretty fucking introverted and shit when I was younger, when I was writing and stuff.
Nice.
And I like to keep to myself. But I would record everything because as soon as you recorded it, it was set in stone, you know?
Like, yeah.
And you could have that back. You could find it back again and stuff. But it was, what was it called? Something that is diamonds. I don't know. You'll have to ask me the next question.
So which was your first poem that you ever wrote that was your own words in your own poem? What was your favorite?
Oh, shit, nice, yeah.
First one.
It was called The End. I was cynical as hell. I was 14 years old. I played like I was sick that day to skip out on school. Hey, you got a light? I gotta spark up a cigarette.
There you go, bro.
Thank you. You got a cigarette? Yeah, I know. I see it behind your ear.
Yeah.
Anyways, I had this really cool fucking red chair. Right? It was like old, antique, cool. I called in school that day. And for some fucking reason beyond me, I picked up that notebook and I started writing that poem and stuff.
So what was your poem mostly about?
It was about life. Cynical. I was 14 and it was cynical as hell. It was about like shit, you don't want to hear about that. Ask me about my recent poems. Ask me about my last poem I wrote.
So what was your last poem you ever wrote?
Nothing. I don't write anymore.
Okay.
Okay, so listen, one of my favorite authors went on 10 years without writing. It's fine. Don't worry about them. Let them worry about us. So one of my favorite authors went on a 10-year drunk. And he didn't write for that 10 years. Here, you need a light.
Thanks, bro.
Light it. Allegedly, for that 10 years, he didn't write anything. From about 25 to 35. Okay?
Sweet.
Hey. It's fine. This is good. Okay, what's your next question?
My next question is, So when did you start playing guitar for your first time?
When I was 15.
Nice!
Yeah, when I was 15. And me and my best friend at the time, his name was Jerome. We went to the store together and found this deal, because we were both grew up poor and stuff, but we found this deal on these Behringer guitars and amps set.
Nice!
For like, it was like $100. And I remember researching it, and we both bought them at the same time. And, we both worked together, summer jobs and stuff together. And playing with him, for some reason, it was weird though. Have you ever met anybody that doesn't really have rhythm?
I mean, no, not really, man. To be honest with you.
I've met only two people, and they were really, really creative people. But when he would play, it would be off beat. Like, you're a drummer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you know beat, you know rhythm. They could not stick on things, same thing. But anyways, so me and Jerome got these guitars together, and I was 14, or 15. It was right before I went to Hawaii. And, So I was 15, got back from Hawaii, started learning the guitar, and I decided I was going to be better than him, because we're fucking competitive, you know, at that age and stuff. And so I almost gave myself carpal tunnel, because of how much I played guitar. Yeah, no shit, I swear to God. I had my first real, really, really good guitar was an Epiphone SG.
Oh, nice, bro.
I had a little Marshall fucking amp. It was awesome. And I was obsessed. And then for my 16th birthday, my parents bought me a fucking upright piano.
Oh, nice, bro. That's freaking cool, man. An
upright piano, yeah. Like a real beautiful piano. It ended up, my ex ended up getting it. That's a whole nother fucking story and shit. But anyways, okay, what's the next question?
So, did you have any siblings when you grew up, or were you just only sibling in your family?
Oh, give me a better question than that.
Let me think of one. So, which was your first album that you ever listened to on music?
It was a band called The Rasmus.
Nice.
And they're from fucking, across the pond somewhere, over in Europe. And, I remember buying that CD, me and my buddy that I played guitar with. We fucking bought the same CD because we started playing guitar, you know.
Yeah, it's tight.
I really loved the band Atreyu. They were cool. I remember it came with a little DVD where there was some music videos and stuff.
Yeah.
And I stuck that shit in, we watched that shit. And we're trying to fucking be like them, you know, of course. Because we're fucking 14, 15, or whatever. Teenagers.
Nice.
Alright, what's the next one?
Next question would be, who was your first artist you ever met in person?
In person?
Like, concert, I missed that concert. What was your first concert I ever went to?
The first concert I ever went to was The Rasmus. The Rasmus. And it was in this tent, and it was a stupid fucking show. There was a really good opener band, though, too. It was ska. They had, like, horn players and stuff, you know, like a trombonist and a fucking trumpet player and stuff, and they were like getting crazy and like fucking. I was in a band when I was 16. We were called When Skies Fall. I was a synth player, so I played piano, you know. And
so back to your band. So which was the first song that you guys wrote in your band? What's your first song you ever wrote that got a lot of like listens and downloads or whatever?
I'll tell you, the best song I ever wrote, I never really named. It was called Blind 8 because it took me 8 takes to make it. And it was a remix sample blend of fucking Michael Jackson's "Oh baby, when I'm blind, let you go. Oh, won't you let me," you know?
Yeah.
That song. When he was, like, just a kid from Jackson 5. And, it was a good fucking, like, I spent a month working on that song. One whole month. And it took me 8 takes. And I only said blind because, oh, baby, I was so blind to let you go.
Nice, that's amazing. So, did you, when you were a young teenager, did you ever, like Michael Jackson at all? Did you ever like Michael Jackson at all?
Not really. I just liked that song because it just was really pure and it had really cool sample possibilities, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it had such good, like, when you sample something, you want a song that has an instrumental break. Like, where it's just instruments and stuff. That way you can sample that, cut that, take the bass lines. And it worked out great. And I found out you can, like, get a fucking, basically, like, a sample online where people take all the rest of the audio out and just isolate the lyrics, so mm-hmm. you have that sample. You know about that.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm. I never could ever figure out how to do that myself, but I would go on YouTube and just search for this without music or whatever, you know. It's like the opposite of what, like, karaoke is. It's like, yeah, all the lyrics are there, but there's no music. Alright, next question.
So, when you were little...
Who's running this fucking thing? Who's running this fucking interview?
Alright, it's me. I think next time I should, like, I'm actually write a whole bunch of questions down and ask you those questions, personal ones, but...
No, just bust them off the cuff.
I think it takes me a little time to think of what I want to ask next. Just give me a little minute. So when did you ever, like...
I got a question for you.
What's up?
Trick or treat?
I would say trick or treat.
No, trick or treat. Do you want a trick or you want a treat?
Treat.
It's Halloween.
Treat.
That you're a good motherfucker?
Yeah.
No, take all the time you need. You know, this is how it goes. It's good.
So I think the funny thing was like the song that I have, like just talking to you is just so much like these questions that I'm mainly just like just writing like fucking like. So what's your favorite sport that you liked?
Baseball.
Nice.
Only because I played it. I never ever liked watching sports.
Did you ever hit a home run on baseball?
No, I sucked at it. I'm not gonna lie.
Dang.
I wish I could tell you I was really good at it. But I was terrible. I wanted to be really good at it. I wanted to be a pitcher. Like, throwing the ball, the batter. But I fucking sucked.
Did you ever meet any, like, famous baseball players at all?
Hell no. No, I sucked. You can't meet famous baseball players if you're good.
Yeah.
Let's see. What's my only famous stuff? Okay, so I've seen Bob Dylan play twice.
Nice.
Yeah. I've seen him at the Brady. Have you ever been to the Brady Theater?
Yeah, I've been there a couple times.
Where you have to sit down and, like, chill.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I know what you're talking about,
I've seen him at the BOK, and it's so funny because he's gotten so much older, and he sounds like a fucking dragon.
Yeah.
He sounds like a fucking dragon. And he's, like, singing his songs, and he's like, "Give me shelter from the storm." And you're like, "How many fucking cigarettes have you smoked in your entire life?" Like, he's a mess. But he's brilliant. You know he just won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dang.
And I don't think he even went to go get it.
It's crazy, man.
I know.
So, which was your first concert that you ever went to in Tulsa, Oklahoma?
You already asked me that. It's alright, though. Let's have a cheers. I hope your listeners don't mind. We're having a shot. You guys can chill.
Yeah, you guys can chill and listen to our weird conversations. We talk about some random ass shit.
Alright, so you need a shot, I need a shot, and some juice. You're taking one with me, right?
Yeah, I'm definitely down, bro.
Alright. We've been working hard, man. It's been fucking 13 minutes and 19 seconds, 20 seconds. There we go.
Yeah, hell yeah, bro.
Hey, listen, I've been stoned all day.
Oh, you have? Dang, bro, that's, like, crazy, though. Like, I just know
I've been stoned and at work all day. Like, my boss gets stoned with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice, bro.
Hey, you better not... Oh, shit, now it's out there. I'm not gonna say who it is. Cheers. Cheers me.
For sure, man.
Think of a really good question when you take this shot. Come on.
I'm thinking, bro. It just takes time to think.
Don't overthink it. Underthink it. What's your middle name?
My middle name is Robert.
Really?
Yeah.
Robert?
Robert David Bailey.
What's your last name?
Bailey.
Bailey?
Okay, yeah.
Cool.
What's your last name, William?
Overall.
Nice, Overall. That's tight,
William,
bro.
William Overall. My middle name is Brown.
Brown,
William,
nice.
Brown Overall. Damn, I just incriminated myself. Now everybody knows I fucking drink too much, smoke too much. Fuck.
Don't worry. Right. Our fans don't really care about it. They just want to have like a badass podcast going.
Let me go and throw my social security number on there too.
Fuck no.
Oh, my bank account is...
It's like, what? What are you just saying? Oh, man. All
right, well, now you guys know me.
So, as y'all know, we are into 15 minutes of the podcast, and remember, guys, to follow me on Spotify and Apple Podcasts called Green Variety, and make sure you like and subscribe to my channel called Terrence Bailey. And we'll talk to y'all soon, and remember, we have an awesome podcast coming tomorrow. It's going to be about the zombie outbreak in Tulsa, Oklahoma, featuring the one only William.
You're going to tell them about that?
Yeah.
Do they deserve that?
Yeah, they deserve it, man.
People need to know.
So, William, thank you for being on my podcast. I appreciate you, man. That's nice to know a lot about you, and I'm looking forward to working with you tomorrow, too. We're going to do an awesome podcast tomorrow.
Yeah, it was a good start.